Revelation, last book in the Bible. Revelation. Last book in the Bible. I want to read a couple of verses from Revelation, and they will reveal something to us that is beyond just, now this is going to be astonishing to you, but I'm going to say it. You're going to reveal something to us beyond just being a Christian or just being a member of the church. As we read, I want you to listen, because this is almost virgin territory in the body of Christ. Almost virgin territory. You know what a virgin is, right? Never been tapped into. All right. Now, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth." Now, underline that. The prince of the kings of the earth. The prince. Jesus Christ is the prince of the kings of the earth. "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Powerful, isn't it? Now notice verse 6. Notice verse 6. And I'm hearing these words from the Spirit of God. "Do not treat yourself small." Write that down. Treat yourself with dignity. A matter of fact, there's an element here of divine dignity. There's a divine dignity that God has placed in your life. Verse 6, "and has made us kings," underline that, "and priests unto our God and his Father. To him be glory," and I want you to underline that word dominion, "dominion forever and ever, amen." Now, this dominion, God will not bring it to pass on earth himself. When Adam and Eve messed up, they didn't lose heaven, they lost a kingdom. Or they lost the right to run the kingdom on earth for God. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Yes, sir. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast" what? "Redeem us," again, the second time he tells us how we got to God, through his blood, you see. "Redeem us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Verse 10. "And has made us unto our God" what?
"Kings."
King. Now notice why, the last statement in that verse. Notice why. "And we shall" what?
"Reign on
earth." Now my question is, why the church is not reigning? Because the church only thinks she's a church. And you only think you're a Christian. But You are a citizen of a kingdom. When you look at a scripture such as Matthew 6:33, let's look at that a minute. When you look at a scripture such as, I'm going to give you a subject in the morning that is shocking. Because what he told me while he was singing, he says there are going to be some sealing, healing, shocking the system. And many people are going to be set up in a high place. That scripture, we ponder that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. There are three things you have to know about that scripture. Number one, God has designated you to be his partner. So your partnership with God in the great assignment of running his kingdom on earth, ruling, reigning, authority, dominion, he's given to you in partnership. Now, when it says seek ye first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is a king with a domain, or a king with a dominion. You're dealing with an invisible kingdom and a visible kingdom. All right, now, God, we get there. God says, now the second thing you want to know about this thing is when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness is a positioning to function at a greater dimension. Righteousness, you know, you've been made the righteousness of God. Righteousness has to do with a relationship. And then when he says all these things should be added unto you, that's the provision. God is our soul, so we have supernatural provision. All right, now, go back to Genesis chapter 1. I have to tie this in for you to understand what happened. Adam and Eve did not lose heaven. They lost the right to rule a kingdom. They didn't lose heaven. And so we in the church, we are so emphasizing about heaven and about dimensions that we're going to in the heaven, we have forgotten about the kingdom that we're already in. The things of God will be set back up on the earth. He got you down here to rule the earth. The church is not ruling because there's some things she don't understand. She don't understand her citizenship in the kingdom. And so a lot of stuff we're doing is religious. And why people don't respect us as they should, well, we're not in a position to respect ourselves as we should. So there's an identity crisis. We talked about that, you see, of sonship. Two powerful things, sonship and citizenship, is very important here. So we go to Genesis, and then I'm going to tell you something that's going to be shocking to you. But then it'll be a great form of deliverance and victory in every area of your life. In Genesis 1:26, it says, and God said, let us make man in what? Now that has the image man made is a spiritual image. Man there does not mean gender. No male, no female. Man mean there, God is depositing something in us to use us to rule his kingdom. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have what?
Dominion
over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Now that's spiritually, right? Male and female created he them. Then God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion, subdue, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves up on the earth. So, I mean, it's just a total dominion he's given us. To realize this, I'm trying to tell you everything I can tell you before I tell you. Because when I tell you this, I want you to be able to receive it, believe it, and begin to act upon it in your life. All right? This is something that the church does not know. You remember the two scriptures we read in Revelation, right? You remember the two scriptures? Go back to them. Go back to them, Revelation 1:5, because it's so important. If I don't get no more one thing in you today, I want to get this thing in you, because this will bring promotion so fast in your life, and some things you're believing for, you don't have to believe for, you just take it. Now, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Okay. And then you being a tri-type being, you being a Trinity, you are spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. Wave your hand at me if you understand what I'm saying. Okay. All right, now, you are not saved because of your goodness. So we've got to get rid of this, because, you see, you think when I say this, you think I'm not talking to you if you're going to be based on what you did yesterday. You're not going to be able to go. You're not going to even be able to go with me. Now, we've been talking on I am, right? And we sing that song almost every Sunday, and that's right. I know who I am, right? Come on. I know who I am, right? Okay, and so now, your status of knowing who you are a lot of time is, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, and the blood saved me, and I'm on my way to heaven. But that's not all who you are. So some of you all came from different categories of families. You know, some of us, like myself, struggled from the beginning. We wasn't no wealthy family. We was catching water from off top of the house, going to the outdoor toilet. And so you cannot, see, if I tell you this, if you engage or equate what I say to you in a few minutes with your background, and your backdrop, you're not going to get it. Almost don't want to tell you, because I don't know how you're going to receive it. And I know when something comes back to me, you know. I got to read in Revelation again before I tell you. The teaching... my secretary about to come out of her seat, because she know. She wrote my notes. He said, come on with it. But I want to go back to that sixth verse in the first chapter of Revelation. And has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You see that? Go back to Revelation 5. Happened to be the 10th verse also. And had made us unto God kings and priests. And we shall what?
Reign
on earth. In my soul, since I'm a tri-type being, in my soul I'm a servant. Now, in my study, a word was used that the Lord told me I can't use. Because the word been misused. So I won't even tell you what the word is. So in my body, I am a steward. I'm responsible. I'm a steward. I must be a steward. Stewardship must be managing my body right. It's up to me to do that. Right? But here's the shocking and wonderful news. I am a king in my spirit. Absolutely. Write that down. I am a king in my spirit. And I'm designed to have partnership with the Lord to run his kingdom in the earth realm. So I wrote this. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we must understand the power and purpose of this spiritual position God has put us in. Notice now, in order to carry out his plan in his power, operating in his provision. Hold that. This dude shouts here. I'm a king in my spirit. I'm in partnership with God. God put me here in a ruling position over all powers, all authorities, all organizations. All of them come under my jurisdiction because I am here to see to it that God's will reign on the earth through me. In order to carry this plan, carry out his plan in his power, operating in his provision. Plan, power, provision. All right? Stay with me. I'm a king. Say, I'm a king.
I'm a king.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
Romans chapter 8. The real royal family are the sons and daughters of God. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. I'm a what in my spirit?
King.
See, there's no gender there. So I'm not going to say about queens and all that. There's no gender. See, when he said, I made you in my own image, there wasn't a gender deal there. Why wasn't a gender deal? Because, let me tell you two or three things here. Because when God said he made you in his own image, that was a spiritual making. See, you were both created and made. See, there's a part of you that was created from nothing. That's your spirit. But there's another part of you that was made from the dust of the ground. There's a part of you that is invisible. That's where your power is. There's a part of you that is visible. So you are created as a king.
Yes, sir.
In your spirit,
right.
Which is in the image of God, which function from your inner man.
Right. That's right. Man, glory to God.
Anointings, revelation, and ramos,
yes,
come out of you,
yes,
to rule, to reign, whatever city God had put you in, whatever your address was in, God put you there to take over for him. Not to take over man, but to take over the territory. Take over what's going to happen there, because you're there operating out of his image, out of his power. So could we say, and we can say, you are born to rule.
Yeah.
No matter where you are or who there, if they are not a king in their spirit, the territory is in your hand. If you're from Hammond, Hammond is in your hand. If you're from Gonzales, Gonzales, you from Baton Rouge, it's in your hand. You are there to cause God to reign in that area. That's why he got you at that address. Why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Why we had to spend so much time seeking provision? Because we're on the wrong end of the spectrum. Get back on the front end, everything will come to you. Get back to who you are, not what you need to have. You are designed to live a royal life, not a religious life. A religious life is man trying to find God. A royal life is a man who represents God. Heard that? When we know that we are kings in our spirit and represent God, there will be no requirement for us to seek for anything else. Here in Romans 8, now Romans 8 is a life chapter. It's a life in the spirit. It covers so much territory about being led by the Spirit, being quickened by the Spirit, having a spiritual mind, being more than a conqueror. I mean, just Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we're the sons of God. All that in Romans chapter 8. Then in the second verse, it got this great law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. And so that's the law. That law is the law of the kingship that is in you. It's a law that runs the kingdom. It's a spiritual law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you see. And we so much sometimes operating on the law of laws than the law of the Spirit. Here, I just want to read this to you to see. It'll give us a picture of what there's a great, we should have in my little Bible tells us that we should have an anticipation of God's glory. I heard y'all singing about the glory this morning. Here in the 18th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which should be revealed in us. The glory revealed in us. Then it says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth. What are you waiting for? The manifestation of the sons of God are the manifestation of the citizens of the kingdom. See, you're born again, you're a citizen of the kingdom now. And see, folks trying to do things with the church that only the kingdom citizenship can do. You see, we're not belittling the church. See the kingdom not in the church. The church is in the kingdom. And until we come to reality of our citizenship in the kingdom and what God has sent us to do, God has sent us, say for instance here in Darrow, to rule, not men, reign, have dominion, take authority on his behalf. And when the world see this, they will come running to the church. If all of us start really operating in our full power. But you got assembly line going. Christian on the same line that every regular person is. So there's no invitation. The only way you can give an invitation to a sinner, the sinner has to see you have a visitation. That God has done something for you. All the dynamics of your life change today. If you take this word and start moving out in your sonship connected to your citizenship in the kingdom, great and mighty things are about to happen in your life. Remind yourself, I'm a king in my spirit. Say it.
I'm a king in my spirit.
Now, the world don't want us to say this. They don't want us to know this. Religious folks say, don't tell them folk that. We're all humble servant of the Almighty God. We sure are. The more you recognize that you're a king in your spirit, the more humble you're going to become. First Peter. Say it, I'm a king in my spirit.
I was sent here by God
to rule
and reign
on his behalf. It's good, isn't it? I feel the Holy Ghost too. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. You must not let the outside world tell you who you are. You must not let those who seem to think they're a great institution to tell you who you are. You have to tell them who they are and what they need. Every president, every governor, every senator, every representative, every chief of police, every sheriff need a spiritual advisor. Why do you think the Republican and the Democrat is so messed up right now? They're running it from a man game. Nothing ever will be done by a democracy. Too many voices. How many people led the children of Israel, 3 million people, out of Egypt? How many people led them? God connected to the man connected to the people. Why do you think President Obama couldn't get much done? He did a whole lot more than any president, but a whole lot of other things he could have done because he's a smart man. Why do you think he couldn't do it? Because of the democracy, the Senate. They vote against everything because he's a black man. They vote against everything he say because he's a black man. Suppose he was in charge and didn't have to go through those knuckleheads. So then the church saw that the country was a democracy. So the church decides she gonna become a democracy. I've seen them vote against a pastor. I've seen them raise their hand. And somebody heard him say they had scheming Saturday night. It's a meeting Sunday morning. Somebody said, I make a motion. Now, they already know who's going to make that motion. The other person said, I second it. I see you, girl. This church is not a democracy. That's why it's so much peace. It's God's divine order. I feel the Holy Ghost. Now, all of you all got a whole lot of democracy in you. And so when the theocracy start working, you get a little upset. I know sometimes, but that's all right. That's normal. That's humanistic values coming out of you. But you ought to count your blessing. Right up in here. How many of y'all remember this church? You ought to count your blessing. I'm not talking about me or nothing. I'm just talking about God's divine plan is being carried out. And you know so much. And you have come so far. You don't feel like a lame duck. There's a power working in you. There's a truth working in you. Woo. There's a glory working on the inside of you. There's anointing on the inside of you. There's a divine insurance, assurance inside of you. There's a divine confidence and courage in you. We read 1 Peter 2:9 yet? Oh, no, my sucker. Oh, my. My condolea. This air conditioner ain't gonna do no better than this with these few people in here. We need to put some new one in here next week. They on or what? Oh, something going bad? Oh, all right, okay. So I know I feel some heat up here. I know I feel more than the Holy Ghost heat up here. Take a hold of this now, But the night voice, don't forget, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, you may be seated, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So the real royal family are the sons and daughters of God. Turn to James chapter 2. A lot of scriptures this morning, because we're going into virgin territory that once you catch it, you're going to snap into place and do things that you thought you couldn't do under God's design. In James chapter 2 verse 8, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, here's the royal law now, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. Now, you know you got some neighbors you can't love. Romans 5:5. Not on your own. You got some neighbors. They don't act right. Hope making not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by who? Which is given to us. So a royal family must operate in a royal law. The royal law of love. You know 1 Corinthians 13. Tell you how that law worked. And I got to move on, because I want to get a little more in you. The royal family must operate in a raw spiritual law, which James give us in chapter 2, verse 8. Now, turn to 1 Corinthians 6. You have been purchased by royal blood. Jesus' blood was royalty. See. And 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you are not your own? Keep give me the next verse. Verse 20. For you are bought with the price. Talking about this royalty now. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now Galatians 3:13 said, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, curse everyone that hangeth on a tree. Curse so we can be blessed. Now, not only must you operate in the raw law, not only are you purchased with raw blood, but you're called to live a raw life that expresses an invitation to the world of people around you. You're called to live a raw life. Say, I'm called to live a raw life. I am a king in my spirit. Ephesians 2:10. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. Now, anytime you see the prefix re, it means you're going back to something. Restored, resurrected, you're going back to something. All right. Recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking path which he had prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them. What? Oh, I love it. Say it again. One more time. What? Prearranged in dominion, in authority, establishing a kingdom on earth on his behalf. Now, this is some of my talking here, so you got to catch a hold of this. This is the way God talked to me sometime. Already, always supernaturally provided for. Already, always supernaturally provided for. Now, this not gonna feel good. But I'm hearing it. I really don't want to say it, but I got to say it. If you're not provided for as you should be provided for, it means you're operating on the wrong end. Or let me say it another way. You see, you never operate, the church at large is operating on the provisional end. The church is trying to get provided for. And that's boy, you see how quiet it is? No amen? Yeah. And so we're living on a provisional basis, which already has been provided if we get positioned. See, you can't operate from the end of Matthew 6:33. Turn there because I want you to know what I'm talking about. You can't operate on the end. You're operating on the wrong end. That end came up because the church don't recognize if you operate on the front end, the tail end will take care of itself. Boy, that's some powerful preaching here. This changed your life. See, you're operating on the provisional end where things are going to be added. Wrong end. We're praying on that end. Wrong end. We're preaching on that end. Wrong end. Now, I'm talking from more than one point of view. I'm talking from revelation and experience. The reason I'm able to live the lifestyle I'm living is because I never too much go on the other end. Right. 42 years ago, I got on that front end and stayed there. The other stuff came because I was on the right end. You must not try to be provided for. It's an insult to God. It's not provision, it's place. It's not provision, it's positioning. Once you put, you hear me? Once you position yourself right in God's work, in this church, in this vision that God have called you to, you'll never have to go another end. Already, always. Provided for. See, I'm going to use this. You're trying to get a piece of the pie, the whole pie belongs to you. Other people have to try to get a piece, not you. When my children come to my house, they help themselves. They don't have to pray. Now, when a visitor come, they can't help themselves. They got to ask, can I have? And most likely, to be polite, they're not going to ask you. Now, all of your financial problem, all of your health problem, all of your family problem just been solved. Get off the end trying to straighten your family out. Get on the right end and do what God told you to do, and your family gonna come with you. Wrong end. Now, let me get this. Come on. A few minutes. So I want you to think about these two words, because I mean, it tried to trip me when the Holy Spirit told me. He said, already, always. Think about that. Already, always. Already done. Always done. What you praying about, I've already given it to you. What you dreaming about, I've already fulfilled your dream. What you desire, I already fulfilled that desire. Get on the right end. Stop asking me for all this stuff. Ask me to show you how to do my will.
That's right.
As your man of God, I say to you, camp meeting, what, next week, week after next? Next week? Yeah. And you don't have, I look in your seat and you're not there? Then you ask me to pray? Let's pray, Lord, pray, Reverend, pray for me. I pray, but not much power be on display. Because I see your empty seat. Well, let me ask you this then. What's the most important thing in your life? And don't use me to cuss Christ out. You know I got some flaws. You ain't here to serve me. I'm trying to get you in your provision. That's all I'm trying to do, get you in your provision. Don't get upset. I'm just trying to get you in your provision. We ain't got to be praying about all this stuff. This stuff is looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Here I am.
Come on, sir. I'm having to mature you that you can work this thing right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I'm a king in my spirit.
I'm a king in my spirit.
Not in my body.
Not in my soul.
I'm a king in my spirit.
I'm a king in my spirit.
If I don't know I'm a king in my spirit, I'm going to miss my whole kingship. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Some of you were not here, so I'm going to give it to you. Here's the scenario. Grace make it. Prayer wake it. Faith take it.
Amen.
Write that down because you weren't here. And you keep seeing in Hebrews 11:5-8, by faith, through faith. And you read them. Hebrews 11:5-8, 17-31, Hebrews 11:3-11. You read that. So what are we talking about? Let me wind up here. Relationship, fellowship, discipleship, and partnership. You were designed and declared to be stewards of God's kingdom on earth. Watch this now. Man, I need to seal you before you get out of here. Let me see some. Oh, yeah, I need to seal you before you get up out of here. Say, seal a deal. My car salesman knows something like that, don't you know? Seal a deal. See, tell him, say, your family sure would look good riding in this car. Let's seal a deal. Ma'am, do you like it? Now, she's a secret there. Ma'am, do you like it? When she says she like it, I remember, I went there innocently not to buy nothing really. And we was at an RV show some years back, and my daughter Shauna come off the RV. She said, Mama really do like it. She checking everything else out. And after she said that, you know, something say, get it. Mama like it. Was at another place, and my daughter-in-law, Chantel, went up on there, and I was out there looking around. She said, I believe McKenna liked that RV she in now. She's just walking around there, she surely like it. I bought it. Seemed like what Mama liked. Sin has damaged the potential partnership between the Creator and his appointed heir to this planet. Redemption has set the recovery in motion. All right, I'm going. Put the first seal up, if you will. I'm going to seal them because it's 10 minutes, and I want to give you a seal on this whole thing. I feel the presence of God. I'm a king in my spirit. Say it. Now, don't let religion, don't let your feeling, don't let nobody talk you out of that. You see, because you're created in his image. What in sealing this, here's some of the things that I'm a king in my spirit, God said to me. The blessings will begin to flow in immeasurable abundance. The understanding will cause you to live in unlimited liberty. Your glory cup will overflow. All damages in your life will be removed at a rapid pace. For you see, your spiritual heritage will come very much alive this hour like never before. You will have explainable and unexplainable visitation, manifestations, and demonstrations from this hour for the rest of your life. Keep your faith applied. Are you hearing me? Secondly, be sealed apostolically here. The table has turned. Your authority will be known throughout the whole earth. Many will watch God use you in unusual ways. Many will watch God use you in unusual ways. As you flow in your spirit to dimensions that are not common to man, to the world, even to the church, that will present days of heaven on earth. I'm a king in my spirit. Thirdly, I want to see you today in my closing. Cheer up. You are about to experience life from the real side. Beyond religion. Beyond tradition. Very important. Beyond the realm of the soul and body. I'm a king in my spirit. Today. You will put who been running this thing? You will put your spirit in charge as a king. Never to return to just a natural life. I don't know if y'all understood that. But life in the spirit, consistently operating in the law of the spirit. All defeat, all failures, confusion, and attacks will become stepping stones to the levels of increase in everything. Come on, let's pray then. Let's pray them. My God in heaven. Let's pray them for what he has said to us. My God. Listen. Let me repeat something. See, what I do with these seals I get them all in one, I write them, and then I have my secretary to break them down. I read them in an almost breakdown way, but here, the blessing will begin to flow in immeasurable abundance. The understanding will cause you to live in unlimited liberty. Your glory cup. I mean, that do a dance and a turn around right there. Your glory cup. Will overflow. Listen to number four. All damages. Listen. All damages. You got anything going wrong in your life? All damages in your life will be removed at a rapid pace. For you see, your spiritual heritage will come very much alive in this hour, like never before. Maybe they understand it. Play a little music when I say one. Dun, 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 dun. So maybe they understand it. Maybe they not understand what I'm saying. Play a little music so I can go. Yes. Yeah, all right, good. All right, hold that right there. You will have inexplainable and unexplainable visitations, manifestation, and demonstration from this hour for the rest of your life. Keep your faith applied. Come on. The table has turned. And what? The table has turned. Wait a minute. I'm going to say this. The table, now this is not on the thing. The table has turned into your favor. Tell three people the table has turned in my favor. Tell three people. Will be known throughout the whole earth. See now, if y'all taking what I'm preaching, if y'all operating on it, see, the whole earth and the whole world, oh Lord, can I say this? Is looking to this church. This church was designed, as Leroy said, from the old school, designed to be a mother church. But other churches can suck from our breath in the spirit realm. You understand what I'm saying? What? Cheer up. Look at me. Let me get down Louisiana now. I ain't playing. The Spirit of God told me to tell you this. Cheer up. You're about to experience life from the real side. Beyond religion. Beyond tradition. Beyond the realm of the soul and body. Today. You will put your spirit in charge. Listen, come on now. When you put your spirit in charge, who are you? You're slow. When you put your spirit in charge, who are you? Representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh my. To you as a kingdom citizen, there is a lordship in the earth that belongs to you. There's a ruling. There is a redemptive power that have been released in you for to represent him. Now I'm telling you what I'm hearing. Live big, this is not a gig. It's something that already have been established. You went to working for men, but he wants you to continue work for him. So he can work it out for you where you won't have to go through all you're going through. You see how I walk?
Like a kid.
You ever saw the president walk? Huh? I like Obama walking, boy. Obama walk, I own this. That's the way you're supposed to be walking. No matter what comes, you have to recognize who you are, what you have, what you've been assigned to do. Who is your God? Who is your Lord? Who is your King? Who is your Jesus? Walk like you own it. Because you do own it. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world. And the heaven is the Lord, but the earth has he given unto men. Walk like you own it. Let me see you walk like you own it. Don't walk like you're broke. Walk like you own it. Walk in faith. Walk in power. Walk in his glory. Walk in blood. Walk in the flood of his grace. Woo! His grace is in this place. It's the second Sunday we're walking, you know. We walked last Sunday, you know. We're trying to get somewhere. We're trying to get somewhere. I said we're trying to get somewhere. We're trying to get in our rightful place as kings on earth to rule, to reign, to have authority, to call things that be not as though they were. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Be healed. Be blessed. Take up on the joy of the Lord. Hey. Hey. Something's going on up in here. There you go, girl. Walk it. Walk it. Walk it. Straight, girl. Go ahead. Put your bad stuff. Go ahead on with it. Whoa! It's a takeover. The body of Christ is a takeover. The children of God. Hallelujah. I remember back in the day when I was in training for moving in the spirit. I was following my spiritual father. I would watch him when the Holy Ghost come. He stepped back out the way and let God and the people work together. I went back into that this morning. It's exactly how one of his meetings would come out. I sat on the front row, I noticed he'll preach and teach, and the Spirit begin to move. And wherever the Spirit drop in, he'll back off and let God minister to his people. That's all I'm doing this morning. It was such a refreshing to me and my wife and to my family and John and Kurt their mom and sisters and brothers, their wives, they're with us. We were standing in line early in the morning. We knew anything good could happen. I remember God told me, he says, I've given you the self-same spirit. I want you to follow Kenneth Hagin and let him train you to know how to flow with the Holy Ghost. This church has been a blessing to me, this church, the people who have had the opportunity to train to know how to flow with the Holy Ghost. I see these girls back here flowing with the Spirit. I mean, time has no essence when you step into eternity. There's no telling what happened in you this morning. How many gates came open? They've been closed for a long time. How many bodies been healed that's been hurting for a long time? Your God loves you. But he loves when you praise him like that. You praise him and lose self-consciousness. And only be conscious of him. Not looking at time no more. Just you know what I'm saying, George? Just praising him. He brought us a long ways, haven't you, George? You knew who I'm talking to. He brought us along. How long you been here with me? Joyce? Yeah, how long you been here, you know? About 33 years. Maybe you've been here that long too, huh, Mabel? Mabel? You've been here 30-some years, huh? Huh? How many years you been here, you know?
How many years?
Yeah. Maybe Mabel came out of the ditch. My brothers would come here, Robert and Ronald and Donald, and talk to me. And God saved Mabel. And she's the most dignified woman in this church today. And she dressed dignified. She was an alcoholic. She was. Many years ago, the Lord saved her and set her free. I remember we were talking about it. I said, boys, God's going to handle y'all. Keep praying. Her brother was living clean life. Been patting him a long time. I said, God's going to take care of him. God's going to take care of Mabel. Yes, she is. And many years ago. These things happen supernaturally in the spirit. May go back to your seats.